Hi everyone, welcome to UW Sustainability Podcast. My name is Jana Mylan. I am the UW Sustainability Communications Intern, and today I'll be talking with Tiara and Emma about the student co-op here on campus. So if you've heard about the Humble Feast or the Bean Basket, you may already be familiar with Student Food Co-op and the wonderful work that they do. For a quick intro, they're a student-run organization that engages and empowers students to make environmentally and socially conscious eating decisions. So today we're going to delve into the role of the food co-op here on campus, the community it provides, and the importance of student-led sustainability efforts. So I'll go ahead and let Tiara and Emma introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Tiara Adler. I am a co-manager of the Student Food Co-op, and I am a junior majoring in environmental studies and Spanish.
Hi, I'm Emma. Currently a sophomore at UW, a member of the co-op. Currently majoring in public health and anthropology.
Awesome. Thanks for being here today, guys.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so if you could give us a quick overview of what the Student Co-op is and just a brief introduction to the events that you hold.
Yeah, so the Student Food Cooperative is a part of the ASUW. We are one of the 22 or 23 entities. So as part of the ASUW, we are a collection of students who care about food and sustainability and kind of making an impact through food choices. Generally, as the structure of our cooperative, just like any other co-op, we follow the 7 guiding principles. I can't remember what all of them are right now. But yeah, just like any other co-op, everyone kind of has an equal say in what we do, the choices that we make, and we think that that's the best way to empower each other and our community is through equality and yeah.
Just adding on to that a little bit, definitely a pretty big theme of like communication within the co-op, like all the decisions that we make, definitely trying to get as many opinions as we can into those. And then some of the events that we try to hold, you know, we're empowering students sustainable decisions through providing them with more sustainable options for ingredients through the Bean Basket, which I'm sure we'll talk more about. We host a Humble Feast, which again, I'm sure we're going to go into more detail with that, but that's trying to get students more aware of where their food comes from, how it's produced, do a couple more events, trying to get people educated. We're doing an educational series now, which we're pretty excited about. Yeah.
Sounds awesome. Thanks. So how did you both actually get involved with the food co-op?
So I have really only been involved with the co-op for about a year now, but I've kind of had heard about it since I came to college, but hadn't really gotten the chance to come to any meetings. I think that the ACW was something that I wasn't quite sure of how to get involved with, and I saw a job posting and I was like, oh, that seems really interesting. Unfortunately, I wasn't involved with the co-op before taking on kind of a leadership position, which has been kind of a interesting transition. But I am so happy that I kind of stumbled upon this lovely group of people and that they welcomed me with such open arms and ideas. And yeah.
And would you say you had previously been already interested in like food justice and food sustainability?
Yeah, definitely. I just didn't really have an avenue and how to kind of do anything on campus involving that. I think I'd made personal choices in my own life surrounding food and sustainability, but didn't really have a, like I said, like an avenue or outlet to make an impact.
Similar to Tiara, definitely had always been interested in like living a more sustainable lifestyle and trying to find ways to learn more about how to do that. So when I came to UW, one of the first things that I did was try to figure out like some student groups that could help me do that, and that's how I found out about the co-op. My freshman year, just I think there's like a fair for all the different like RSO communities, and I found out there and just started going to the meetings, which was great. Again, it's like a really welcoming community and everybody's just like super encouraging with their ideas.
Yeah. So speaking about community, since you've been involved, how have you seen the community evolve or emerge since you joined?
It's definitely, it's a great way to like meet like-minded people. I mean, I think all of our events kind of pull in a greater population than the people that end up at our meetings, which is really nice because we get like a mix of opinions and people who are like, this is kind of new to them and have questions, which is great. Also just allows us to connect with other groups on campus that are related to sustainability and kind of even groups that aren't related to sustainability and like hear their opinions on what we're doing and how we can better our thoughts or like our actions. Yeah.
Yeah. I think what I'd add to that is that as a co-op, like our collection of individuals is really interesting, and that I think that's only increased in the past year since I've been involved. Everyone kind of approaches sustainability and food with such a different lens. Everyone has a different history, maybe culture or identity that impacts how they interact with food. So it's been really fascinating and really cool to see how people can add to our mission. For example, we have a co-op member that is majoring in informatics and loves coding. She built our entire website. She like draws on her tablet to like make really cool designs for our posters. And then we also have someone that's also majoring in computer science but has a really strong connection with social justice, and they kind of have catalyzed our recipe testing series, which is like focused on social justice. So yeah, just like our collection of individuals has increased, and I think while we're all like-minded, we all have different perspectives on what sustainability means to us, and I think that's probably one of the most valuable things about the co-op.
Yeah, I can see how that's especially so valuable, like in a university setting where you have so many people or so many different types of people you can connect with. So the co-op is a great outlet for that. What would you say are some of the greatest reasons why like the co-op is important for the university setting, aside from what you already mentioned?
Yeah, I feel like as students, you know, we're all on a budget. We're all trying to like make reasonable, practical choices, but on top of that, like, we need to take into account how our choices are affecting our environment and the people around us. So I think that as a co-op, like, our main mission is to try to, like, find an avenue to allow students to make sustainable and ethical choices within the limits of being a student, having time constraints, budget constraints, you know.
And that sustainability often has, you know, those is often connected with a lot of systems of privilege, and that a lot of people aren't able to engage with sustainability in the way that they should be able to. And I think as a co-op, we are definitely trying to bring more access to sustainability. And food is like a pillar of sustainability. We interact with it every day. We have to. We need it to survive. So on that level, it's really, really important that there are students on campus that care about it and want to better it for our community. I think there's a lot more we could add to that, but that's just like a skim on the surface.
Yeah, I mean, just adding on to that, like being a student, you know, so much of our like daily activities, just thinking and like we're engaging in scholarly like thoughts all throughout the day. And in order to do that, you need to like have a healthy diet and like a healthy lifestyle too. So like being able to like allow students who may not be able to access healthy food to try to increase their ability to do that is something that we're all really trying to do.
Yeah, I think it's great that, I mean, both of you, but also the co-op in general is trying to acknowledge that, and that's something that's so important to talk about openly. Speaking on that, for those who do have the privilege to adapt their routines or make changes to their eating habits, what are some advice or tips that you might give them, or just like maybe two top changes that they can make?
That's a really good question. There's lots of different levels that people interact with food. Personally, I think we're really lucky to be able to live in such a kind of fertile place. I really encourage anyone that is able to grow even the smallest amount of food in their living space to try. It's a small impact, but I think that it gives you the opportunity to kind of connect with where that question that we asked earlier is like, where is your food coming from? And to know where it's coming from is a really beautiful thing. We have a giant farm on our campus that students can go volunteer at. They can go and, you know, hang out in the farm. There's lots of different ways to interact with food, but if it means you can have a basil pot in your room, in your dorm room, or even try growing kale, because kale grows anywhere.
Indestructible.
Yeah, seriously. I think that's a really great way to start, like, thinking about where your food comes from. I'm sure Emma has more she can add to that.
I'd say the best tip that I could give is just try to cook as much as you possibly can. I mean, like, I think that, like, being intentional about the ingredients that you're using, thinking about, like, I don't know, it makes you think about what you're buying a little bit more if you actually have to make it yourself. And it's also like you're reducing waste, just because like it's a fact that if you like eat out more, you end up wasting more, whether it's packaging or if you don't finish all the food that you bring. I mean, and then beyond that, I think part of the co-op is like we really are emphasizing the community aspect. And something that I've learned is that like the more that you cook, the more that you end up having this relationship with food that's like surrounded by like cooking with friends and like community members. Definitely, it makes it a more positive experience.
And one thing I would add to that, and maybe you agree too, is shopping at the Bean Basket.
Hey, there you go.
So can you go into a little bit what the Bean Basket is and what kind of food we can find there?
So the Bean Basket kind of came to fruition by members of the co-op after the co-op actually started as a senior project, someone's major in CEP. They wanted to open a sustainable restaurant or cafe on campus. But kind of the bureaucracy of our university, it just didn't end up getting established. They tried doing a food truck, et cetera, et cetera. But finally, last year, we were kind of able to open our first brick and mortar, sustainable, accessible place for students to buy food on campus, and that's the Bean Basket.
I think that we try to source as much as we can, keeping in mind, you know, the tenets of sustainability, and we're trying to keep it as low cost as possible. In some ways that we're doing that, so because that we're part of the UW, we don't have to pay for our utility bills. Everything's like run by volunteers, so we're not paying them. So our markup is pretty much as low as possible so that people can access these ingredients for practically as low as they possibly can. It's like if you were to compare it to stores around here, it's pretty dramatic. And then we source everything from a wholesale supplier in Oregon, and they help us make sure that everything that we sell is certified organic, fair trade, the workers are being paid well, all of those things that, you know, you would want to check for, but it's already done for you as soon as you walk into the Bean Basket, which is great. So people can get the ingredients that they need to cook for themselves to make healthy food. You know, like what we were saying, that's something that's really important in the student community. And they can do it on a budget, which is great.
Yeah, and adding on to that, the great thing about the Bean Basket is for students that may not have experience cooking their own food, there's lots of different little ways that we have tried to incorporate creating access for those students. So whether it's like little recipe cards or just like having daily conversations with students that come in and they're like, well, what do I do with green lentils? We can provide them some resources so that they can start to like start thinking about making their own food and what that means to them. Yeah, so some of the things that we offer in the Bean Basket range from rice and grains, flour, sugar, pretty much any pantry staple that you might need, to more snack-like items like dried mango, dried apples, even chocolate chips, as well as proteins like beans and lentils. My personal favorite is the granola. It's really good. And yeah.
And I think another great thing about the Bean Basket is like as part of the co-op, it's like a great community space. So like any member of the community can volunteer if they want, can learn about like where the food is coming from and how to run the Bean Basket. Anybody, of course, can come in and tell us how or like what they're looking for exactly. That is how we stock the Bean Basket. From the beginning, we came up with the items that we wanted to source by sending out a survey to the greater like UW community. And I think we got hundreds of responses. And based on those, that's how we picked what we stocked. So we're just always looking for input from the community. We just really want to get students involved. Mm-hmm.
So what are some ways that students who are interested can get involved with the food co-op?
So besides volunteering at the Bean Basket, which is really fun and you get 15% off, you can get involved in the co-op in lots of different ways. We have weekly meetings, and we generally interact with people that might not be part of the co-op but are looking to get involved through Facebook and through campus emails. So if you feel any inclination to get involved in the co-op, feel free to send us an email, like us on Facebook, and we're really good about responding to people. So meetings where we talk about humble feast planning, event planning, the bean basket, general food sustainability topics, and it's just a really great way to get involved and meet other co-op members. We also do kind of internal recipe testings where we all get together, and like Emma was talking about earlier, we cook together and usually do some recipe testing for Humble Feast. You can also get involved by cooking at Humble Feast. Everything that we cook at Humble Feast is made by co-op members and people that are interested. So you don't necessarily need to be like an active weekly participant in the co-op, but if you want to show up and cook for Humble Feast, we are more than happy to have you.
Yeah, I mean, and even just like attending Humble Feast is a way to get involved. So just like a little bit of background on that, twice a year in the fall and in the spring, we host a big meal. Location like normally depends, you know, but about like 200 people. So big, lots of cooking, you know, like it's a big event to get together, and it's fun to like cook on such a huge scale, which is why we encourage people to come and join us in that. But then in the actual event itself, you know, we're centering around encouraging discussion about like where your food came from, you know, who supplied that food, how did it grow, like what were the conditions for those workers. Normally have someone speaking on some sort of food justice or sustainability topic, and we have activities, live music. It's always a lot of fun. So yeah, you can volunteer to cook. You can volunteer to help like set up, do decorations and stuff like that. And then just like attending, being part of that community is something that's really special.
Awesome. Well, with that, thank you both for taking the time. So for those listening, be sure to check out the Bean Basket in the Hub, room 131K, in the back of the ASU Dub offices. So thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks.